Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Juvo Hub podcast. This is episode 47. Today, it's going to be a little shorter episode, but we wanted to address the question, what is Juvo Hub? We've been asked it often. And so we're going to talk about it today. Mark, how are you doing today, my friend? How's life?
I am great, man. I'm excited about this. You know, I had that same question for a while. Where did that term come from? And your lovely wife explained it to me. So I'm excited for our listeners to understand it too. I think it has great meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it'll be a fun conversation to kind of dig into. And, you know, as we were looking at this show, I had to just see how, you know, so here we are, episode 47. For the most part, we've been able to have a show every couple of weeks. We've had some nice stretches where guests were available, where we were able to do it every week. Going through 2022, it looks like we will be able to maintain the every week episode. So that'll be awesome. And our first episode was April 15th, 2020. So literally starting a podcast right when, you know, COVID was really starting to change a lot of things in our world. So it's been awesome to see where it has come. And then you came onto the show, I think, I have to look back at the date. I want to say it was December 2020, January 2021, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Like that. So it's just awesome to have you on the show. So yeah, so what is Juvo Hub? So my wife and I, we have always loved being in learning and development. And so we kind of got out of that space a little bit after the company we were working for was bought out by another company. But we were still in it. We were still maintaining some clients and still managing some L&D type projects. So I missed being able to do what we were doing in providing education, complementary education for property management professionals. So the word Juvo is Latin for help. So helping, providing aid. You can look it up. You know, there's a few other, you know, depending on what dictionary you're looking at, some variations of that. But the essence, to answer your question, Juvo is helping. So hub being, you know, this is the universe. This is the center we want for property management professionals from a training, learning and development perspective, that this would be our community, our hub where we can help each other. And that's where this show came in, was showcasing industry talent, best practices, tips, and so on, for others to be able to see how things are done. So that's the short story.
Yeah, I like it, man. I'll tell you, it's obviously there was something in you that wanted this program to exist. I have always said, I think we learn more from each other just during a natural conversation than I have in some structured training. Not all the time, but I mean, you know, for most of the part, I think that a lot of people do learn from their peers and each other and sharing information, sharing what has happened to them. I love this platform because I think it's very organic. It's very just natural. All we're really doing is just having a conversation. And there's so much to be gained by letting everything sort of hit the table and we can discuss it. So what is it that you would hope to see Juvo Hub turn into someday? What's your dream about it?
So I have big dreams, big plans. We have big plans, you know, and I appreciate Mark, you being part of the conversation where what we want to do with Juvo Hub. We kind of talked about it in our previous episode, how we're just going to change up the structure a little bit. We want to be able to provide content so that you can take these shows and use them as training material. There, if there's one thing that I think you and I both appreciate, Mark, about training directors, learning and development departments, that with the crazy schedules, there is a thirst for prepared content. There's a lot of work that goes into creating a training curriculum. You know, we would be honored if our show would be part of your curriculum. That's what we want.
That's awesome.
So that's kind of like one component. We are working on other resources that will be available specifically for industry speakers and for industry trainers, for learning and development departments. So we'll be happy to talk about those as we get further along in the project. So a lot more to come for 2022 for sure.
Love it. Yeah, I'm excited. I think, I know I have fun on the show, and I think a lot of our listeners are enjoying it too. So yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you guys came up with this, and that, like you said, it's the hub of the helpful hand, or, you know, of the help. So glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted something that, you know, cause I'm a marketing guy, that's something that we could make, we could brand. It would be unique. It would stand out on its own. And so for us, it is, we've been messing and toying around with the idea for a few years, actually. And to see it finally launch last year was a dream come true for my wife and I. And for now, we have a team that works with us to help produce these shows, and works on the site and the socials and so on. So a lot more to come. And, you know, I think another question that's come up, Mark, is like, you know, what's available? So why is there a podcast and why is there a YouTube channel? Well, in my opinion, there's a variety of different learners. We know there's a lot that may be just working out and listening to this on their podcast station. And then there's some that, as our goal was being manifest, you want to be able to show this. And so we're going to be adding elements to the shows to help with learning and development, retention, and so on. So that's why we also put it in a YouTube format, so that if you do want to be able to play it in front of a classroom, so look forward to those episodes. We're going to tighten them up, make sure that they're in a reasonable time frame, so that you can use the material, understand the objectives of each of our shows, and be able to have a nice question and answer type discussion with your team based on the different topics that we are discussing. And we would love, you know, your feedback. You know, what topics would you like us to discuss? What isn't being talked about? What should we be talking about? You know, feel free to share that with us on our social channels, and we'd love to be able to put that into the production planning.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think all that sounds so great. I know you and I've been talking about expanding the topics all the way down to the sales cycle, the fundamentals of, you know, what happens out on site. So all of those broken into different categories, different conversations. And what I do love is, you know, a lot of people today love this sort of 20, 30 minute micro learning. So the fact that they could maybe embed this into their learning program or use this in a classroom setting, what a great idea. I think that is the wave of the future. People are really looking at these micro learning sessions to lead their L&D departments. So congratulations. I'm excited.
Oh no. Yeah. And I'm so excited that, you know, you were, you know, when you and I talked many, many months ago, that, you know, you jumped on board with this program and with this show, because it has been a ton of fun. I think the most enjoyable show that I've been able to participate in regularly, you know, for you and I. We've had a lot of projects together, but I think for something for you and I to be able to do together, this has just been awesome and amazing. So looking forward to a great 2022 and a lot more content to come.
Absolutely. Yeah. You too, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all. We just wanted to share that with you. So Mark and I are thinking, you know, we got to at least address that. What is Juvo Hub? Well, you know, there's your answer.
There's your answer.
There you go. Helping hand in property management. That's what this will be. And we look forward to your contributions to continue to grow our wonderful community. So our new concluding sentence for the show is class dismissed. See you on our next episode. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.